Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And it's quite a big day today on the 25th of, what month is it, May?
That's right, 525.
It's a big day for a number of reasons. One, it's a fabulous day to take your dog for a walk.
If you have a poncho.
As is any other day. Yeah, it's not too bad. It's raining a little bit, but this is Seattle. We should be used to that.
That's true.
Yeah. It's a big day also because, Eric, on this show, I have some dog talk show trivia for you.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yes. And I was initially thinking I was going to get your cats some treats to potentially enjoy.
I saw you post something about this on Facebook. If you go on Facebook, you can like the Dog Talk Show, by the way, if you haven't done that, listeners. You got to do that because you get the inside scoop, if you will.
That's right.
On what's coming up on the show. And you mentioned on there, treats for my cats. I went ahead and told them, hey, more treats coming. Now you're going to tell me I got to go home and break their little furry hearts.
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
I thought of something else.
Okay.
Because we had talked before and your cats have never tried raw food.
True enough.
So I have a sample of Natural Pet Pantry raw cat food.
All right.
So that's what's at stake today.
Okay, kids. Wish me luck.
For Dog Talk Show Trivia. But we're not going to play that yet. We're going to save that for later on in the show. We've got a great show today. Lots to talk about. And then we have a guest for the second segment. We're going to be talking with Mary Dolan, who's one of the co-owners of Wonder Walker Body Halter, which is a locally made harness for walking dogs. Has a ring to clip in the front and the back. And I met with Mary yesterday to learn more about the harness and how it compares to other harnesses. So we'll be talking with her in a little bit. Do have some announcements first. I have a basic obedience class that starts next week. So a week from today, June 1st. So if you are looking for a basic dog obedience class for your dog, just somewhere to start. It's not like a puppy kindergarten class for young puppies. It's your first start at basic obedience. And it starts Wednesday, June 1st. Classes are from 7:30 to about 8:45 on Wednesday nights for 6 weeks. And I teach the classes at the Barking Lounge, which is in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood, just north of downtown. And if you want more information about that class, feel free to email me, julie@sensitivedog.com. And I'd be happy to tell you more about the class if you want to find out about how to register your dog. This will be the last obedience group class that I will be offering. And then we'll be taking the summer off and then we'll be back to school in the fall. But I will certainly be offering in-home private lessons throughout the summer, as always. And you can find out more about my services at sensitivedog.com. And you can also always email me with questions, julie@sensitivedog.com. So we had quite a weekend. This last weekend, we expanded our dog yard. And we hardly had a dog yard, really, before. We had this big kind of old deck that was, you know, with the house when I bought it. And it's got, you know, since we've moved in, you know, and the dogs and everything, it's definitely taken its toll. But it was not a pretty deck to begin with, let me tell you. We demolished the deck this weekend, hauled it away, and moved in about 13,000 pounds of gravel.
You must be exhausted.
I was pretty sore for a while, for sure. This weekend we were exhausted. We had some help, but still, that's a lot of gravel. But anyway, now we have this big, what feels now as this big dog yard, totally fenced in, gravel rather than mulch. We had mulch down, and the mulch, it was one, harder to see the poop and to pick up, and two, you know, it absorbs. So
right.
you know, that's not desirable for dogs. And we have three dogs, so it's a lot of traffic and action going on back there. Anyway, it's wonderful, and I'm glad it's over with. So, got a bunch of announcements. It's getting to be summer soon, and so therefore...
Believe it or not.
Yeah. Well, it'll come.
Eventually.
We don't see true summer weather sometimes until July, but yeah. You can tell summer's coming because all of the dog events during the summertime are, you know, being announced and being posted.
The dog days of summer on the way.
Yes. You can go to a great place to go for events is the City Dog Magazine website, which is www.citydogmagazine.com. You can click on their events page and scroll through, find out all the big and small events going on. The Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound is having their annual conference, Simple Solutions for Service Dog Issues. It's a great group and would be a great conference for anybody who works with a service dog or assistance dog or perhaps is a professional in the business or has a family member or friend who has a service dog. This conference is Saturday, June 18th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Inn at Gig Harbor. And the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound has a new website. It is assistancedogclub.org. And so that's where you can go to find out more information about that. The City Dog Summer Mutt Mixer has been announced, and it is indeed Dog Day on Elliott Bay. We had Brandy Algren, the editor of City Dog Magazine, on several weeks ago, and she was mentioned that she was trying to set something up, and this sounds great. It's going to be at Pier 55 in Seattle, July 24th, 11 a.m. to 5:45 p.m., and you can go to citydogmagazine.com and find out more about that. Seattle Animal Shelter's Furry 5K is June 12th. That's their big annual event. 10 a.m. at Seward Park. It's a really fun event. It's a 5K walk, and there's lots of booths and vendors at the end, and it supports Seattle Animal Shelter, which also runs Animal Control, a very important service. Remember to keep your pets licensed and updated because, one, it will help them be reunited with you if they get lost, and two, it helps fund Animal Control, which is a very, very important service. The 9th annual Dachshunds on Parade, Eric, is in Ellensburg, June 18th. And I hear that is a blast. Lots of dachshunds, which for me...
On parade.
On parade. Even better. that's the 9th annual Dachshunds on Parade, Ellensburg, June 18th. Go Dog Go is in Kirkland, July 23rd. That's a really fun event. Lots of active, like, sporty demonstrations. I am an event that I'm going to be at with Invisible Fence Northwest. One of the show's sponsors is the Capitol Hill Pride Festival, which is on Saturday, June 25th. And this is an all-day event, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. I'll be there for the beginning part, probably the first half of the event. And Invisible Fence Northwest has a double booth there, and they're going to have some really fun products for sale. And they're also raising money for the Seattle Humane's Pet Project, which provides services to individuals disabled by AIDS. Volunteers handle most of the pet care needs on a monthly basis, which enables the clients to help, you know, to keep their pets. It's a great... great organization and a great cause, and I'm so happy to be part of this with Invisible Fence Northwest, and I'll be at the booth, like I said, probably for the first half of the event, offering free dog training advice. So you can show up to the Capitol Hill Pride Festival. It's a huge event, lots of fun. Celebrating diversity, and I will be offering free dog training advice, and we'll be raising money, like I said, for Seattle Humane's Pet Project. And that's Saturday, June 25th. We'll also be handing out some goodie bags and some samples from the Natural Pet Pantry. So look for the big dog booth and come and say hi. I have a relatively new pet column. I'm not sure if I've announced this on the show yet, but... I'm writing.
I think this is breaking news.
Ooh,
in the
breaking
dog
news!
World.
It is. Yes. So I'm writing again. I have written quite a bit in the past, and didn't have any formal deadlines going. And But I'm doing it again. I have another pet column, and it's called Woman's Best Friend.
Excellent.
And it's through an online news and entertainment resource called The Seattle Lesbian, and the website is theseattlelesbian.com. And I'm also posting again on examiner.com, and you can find me under Seattle's Dog Training Behavior and Nutrition Examiner. So there'll be similar articles just in different orders there. But my pet column, I'm really excited about this. It's a great group. Tomorrow night actually is an opportunity to meet the editors and contributors, including myself, at the Lobby Bar on Capitol Hill. And it's kind of sort of the grand opening for the Seattle Lesbian. You don't have to be a lesbian to go. So Eric, congratulations.
Congratulations, I could go. All right, I'll try.
So check that out. It's called Woman's Best Friend. You can go to theseattlelesbian.com, and then the column is on the left-hand side, and I've got a few articles posted already, and it's just great to be writing again.
And now I'm assuming that this column, since it's you, is about dogs and not diamonds.
Yes. My other expertise
is
in diamonds.
That you often come into the show wearing a jeweler's monocle. People don't know that. So, you know, that's why I had to clarify that.
So check that out. Like I said, it's just a blast to be writing again. So I got an email about the top 10 dog bite cities in the U.S., which was announced by the United States Postal Service.
Mm.
And I am not happy to say that Seattle was on the list.
Wow.
Yeah. Top 10 dog bite cities. Now, I'm not sure, you know, I'm sure that there's lots of factors that could, you know, play into this. I know Seattle is probably one of the most dog friendly and dog loving cities in the U.S. So it would make sense to me that there would therefore be the most dog bites because there's so many dogs. But you never know. The bad news is we're on the list of top 10. The good news is we're number 10. So at least we're not like number one or number two. But still not a list that we really want to be on.
No. My guess is Detroit has got to be on there, right?
let's see. It's... Nope.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they don't say... Wait a minute. They don't say number one. They just list number two. I'll have to look in and read that during break.
Hmm.
Columbus, Ohio. Oh, and San Diego, California. Looks like they're tied for first. L.A., Louisville, Kentucky, San Antonio, Texas, and St. Louis, Missouri. Cleveland, Ohio, and Phoenix, Arizona tied for sixth. Tied for seventh, Minneapolis and Portland, Oregon. Ooh, so we beat Portland at least. Denver, Colorado, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, tied for eighth. Sacramento, California, and then there we are, Seattle, ranking number 10, 28 attacks.
You know what? From listening to this list, these do all sound like cities that are very, you know, dog-friendly and would possibly have more dogs than other places in the country. So I think your theory makes some sense.
Well, yeah, there's probably lots of factors. I know Portland's a big dog city, too. Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Mary Dolan, a co-owner of Wonder Walker Body Halter. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail, we'll be busy.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor, Wednesday afternoons at 5. Cut through the clutter with the latest up-to-date information on happenings in the world of real estate, mortgage, and personal finance. Tune in Wednesdays at 3 p.m. for Brashonomics, an upbeat, interesting, and informative hour you don't want to miss. Hosted by Ben Brashon, you'll be entertained and informed as Ben and his guests of industry professionals share ideas and strategies you can use every day in your own life. You won't want to miss this show. Brashonomics has the information you need to stay in the know. Tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. You'll be glad you did.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Yeah, come along. Funky dogs.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care. Check out www.allthebestpetcare.com, and you can see where all of their 9 locations are around Western Washington, providing the highest quality food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. And we are on now with Mary Dolan, who's a co-owner of Wonder Walker Body Halter. Welcome to the Dog Talk Show, Mary.
Hi, Julie. I appreciate this opportunity to chat with you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here today. And I had the opportunity to meet with Mary and her husband, and I also got to meet the two very special dogs, Isaac and Cruiser, yesterday, and to learn more about your products. And so you've designed, it's a type of body harness for walking, and there's lots of different types of body harness products that you can use, and I'm not terribly familiar with harnesses, but I got a lot more familiar yesterday during our meeting, and it was really great to learn about, how yours is designed and how it differs from the others on the market. And you are local. You live in Seattle, as do your husband and dogs, and so that's also a wonderful, bonus as well, because we love to support local business. So tell us a little bit about, first, what inspired you to design the Wonder Walker Body Halter?
Well, the biggest thing that helped me design the Wonder Walker was my Wire Fox Terrier, Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very energetic puppy,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to find something that would allow me to walk him and control him when we went on our walks, but I didn't like the products that I found on the market at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to look for a much more positive solution.
Mm-hmm.
So I met with a bunch of different dog trainers. Isaac, his name is Rowdy, Rowdy Isaac,
mm-hmm.
and he was really rowdy, and he had gotten scared when he was young,
mm-hmm.
and therefore, he just got rather aggressive when I was walking him.
Mm-hmm.
And I found if I took my leash and wrapped it around his girth that I had much more control. So I wanted something that worked along the same way, and I came up with the Wonder Walker body halter.
Mm-hmm. And your product has, so there's probably, if you were to break the world of harnesses into two classifications as far as how they attach, you have some that attach with a ring in the back, like at the back of the shoulders.
Yes.
And then there are some that have a ring in the front, and yours has both options. So what are the different purposes for the front attachment versus the back attachment, and how do dogs respond differently?
Well, the reason that I put rings on both the front and the back is that, like you say, they have a dual purpose. If you attach your leash to the ring in the chest strap, you change where the pressure is applied to the dog's body. And by having your leash attached to the ring in the front, if the dog starts to pull, then the pressure that is applied to the dog is applied to the opposite side of the dog. And all of us, when we have been training our dogs, have come across the opposition reflex that dogs have, and that is when you try to teach a dog to sit at first, a lot of times people will push on the dog's hind end. And that really doesn't work well because the dog just pushes right back.
Mm-hmm.
So this harness works with this reflex in that when you pull on the strap in the front with the chest strap, with the ring in the chest strap, it puts pressure against the opposite side of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
The dog moves against that pressure, and what happens is most times the dog will just end up turning around and facing you, especially if you're stationary. And most dogs, after this has happened to them 3 or 4 times, start to realize, if I want to move forward, I have to not put pressure on the leash.
Mm-hmm.
The ring in the back was put there so that someone could use this in the car as a car harness. It's not quite as safe as a car harness, but it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use the ring in the back with a car strap, and that keeps your dog safer when you're riding in the car and you don't have room to keep them in a crate.
Mm-hmm.
You can also attach the leash to the ring in the back, but what will happen then is that the dog will put all of his weight forward into the chest strap, and he will have all the leverage that he needs to pull you down the street.
Right. Likened to sled dogs.
Yes, very much.
Right. If in order to pull a sled or cart, one puts a dog in a harness.
Yeah.
In order to do that, because it's putting the pressure where the dogs are the most powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've talked about the difference between the front clip, which would give more control on leash and discourage pulling, whereas the back clip is sort of conducive to pulling.
Yeah.
So then there's different brands of front clipping harnesses on the market. So what makes the Wonder Walker different from the other front clipping harnesses?
Well, when I designed the Wonder Walker, I wanted something that was very easy to fit, super easy to get on and off, but that fit more like a traditional harness that people are used to. So I have the biggest differences between mine and other brands that are on the market is my design is so that the back straps are short and the strap that goes underneath the dog's belly, the girth strap, is long.
Mm-hmm.
This allows the harness to sit higher up on the dog's back so that their shoulders can move freely and it doesn't interfere with their movement when they walk, so they are more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And also when the dog sits, the chest strap then doesn't press against their chest, making them uncomfortable, and then you have a dog who will never sit.
Mm-hmm.
I also designed mine so that the chest strap, when you pull on it, gaps on one side. Some of the other ones, when you pull on the chest strap tightens up, and essentially you end up pinching the dog's shoulders and pulling everything way forward against their front legs.
Mm-hmm.
Mine gaps. And as you then release the pressure on the leash, the chest strap just slips right back up into place. Mm-hmm. With the chest strap up higher, also a dog doesn't have, some dogs can wiggle out of almost any piece of equipment you put on them. They mm-hmm. can wiggle out of their collar. With the chest strap up higher, like a traditional harness, it's not as easy for them to lift their legs up and through the chest strap and walk out of the harness.
Mm-hmm.
I also use triangles on the sides instead of rings because that holds the three straps that come around stationary, and the webbing doesn't rub against the other straps.
Yeah.
It has a tendency to cause fraying, and a harness will wear out faster.
And something that I want to point out, too, which you were talking about in the fitting, and I really got to see this because as Isaac was so kind to donate his body as a demonstration piece, and you would put on another brand of harness that clipped in the front, and then put on the Wonder Walker over it to really show how they sit differently and how they are fitted differently. And something that's so important, and this is true with any training tool, especially because there's so many different ones on the market and so many different philosophies, and one type says this and one type says this and this and this. But what's so important throughout all of them is that you make sure that whatever product it is that you have, you know that you're using it properly and that it's fitted properly. Because even a harness can be painful, uncomfortable, and that's, most people's goal is really the comfort of the dog and doing what's going to be effective to accomplish what we need to accomplish with training, and how can we do that in a way that's most comfortable for the dog. And, in some cases with other brands especially, where they do sit lower, it's going to get in the way of the motion of the legs as they're walking and rub or cause raw spots, or if they're fitted improperly, they can do that as well. So it's really important that you take the time, whether it's at the store that you're buying the product or that you meet with a trainer, because, that's what we do professionally is, working with these tools and really find out how it's properly used and how it's properly fitted. And that's one thing that I so appreciate about the staff at All the Best Pet Care is that they really take care to, to get educated about all the products and, educate the owners, the pet owners as they're coming in. And as they leave, they're going to know how to fit it, and they're going to know that the short, the strap across the top, the colored strap for the Wonder Walker is the one that should be the shortest. And that's how it keeps it up higher up, which is more comfortable.
Yes. All the Best is great about training their staff.
Yeah. And they are about food and everything else. And by the way, you can buy the Wonder Walker body halter at All the Best Pet Care, and they have 9 different locations around the area. And you can go to allthebestpetcare.com and find out where all of their locations are. And you can also go to wonderwalkerbodyhalter.com and find out more about their products. You've got other products as well, leashes and couplers and jogging belts and all sorts of different things. But what is, you were saying that you have modeled this around, because you came from horses, is that right?
My background when I was growing up is I was always had a horse, and I did a lot of riding. And that's one reason why I call it a body halter, because I work so much with horses and halters, and you always control the horse with the halter.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that this was an excellent way to control the movement of a dog's body without putting any pressure on his neck and causing him any pain. It moves, this halter places the control of your dog around the center of his gravity rather than in his head or neck. And one reason a lot of people prefer to use a harness is because dogs can easily get their neck hurt if someone jerks on a leash too hard, and that can be very painful to the dog.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that, going where if you pull, the dog will just pull back, And so it's sort of using that natural instinct in a way to kind of redirect the body towards you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, the website is Wonder Walker Body Halter. And Mary and Tom, is that right?
Yes, Tom? Mary and Tom.
And their dogs, Cruiser, the 3-year-old Sheltie, and Isaac is 9?
He's a 10-year-old Wire Fox Terrier.
10-year-old Wire Fox Terrier. Our local business based in Seattle, and it was such a pleasure to meet you all yesterday, Mary, and to learn about your products and get educated about how they fit and how they're used, because that's the key with everything, is to just get educated about all the different options and then make your choice.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for being on the show today, and I'll look forward to talking to you soon in the future.
Thank you so much for your time, Julie.
You're welcome. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, Eric will have an opportunity to win some raw food for his cats from the Natural Pet Pantry. We'll play some Dog Talk Show trivia. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Is the talk on the cereal box religion? Is a smile on a dog? I'm not aware of too many things. I know if you know what I mean.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Kemley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check in with the birds at Mollywood and the James family, the wild ones at Sarvey Wildlife Care Center, the horses at All Breed Rescue in Marysville, plus we'll catch up with old friends at Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Looking for the perfect collar for your dog or cat, but all the stores have all the same selection? Can't find just the right bed to fit your home and your pet? Is your pup feeling chilly and wanting a coat to keep warm? Fido and Scratch is Seattle's perfectly balanced pet supply store, carrying everything you need to furnish and feed your cat or dog. They are located in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just around the corner from the new Mount Baker Light Rail Station on McClellan. For more information, contact the store at 206-588-2111 or friend Fido and Scratch on Facebook.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And it's time to play Dog Talk Show trivia with Eric. Eric, we haven't done Dog Talk Show trivia in general in a while.
We haven't.
Yeah.
I'm sure our listeners are missing it as much as I am. So
well,
I'm glad to have a chance to play today, and hopefully the listeners will get a chance to play here. And
yeah, we'll have to play some Dog Talk Show trivia in June. It will be my June pledge, so listeners can call in and take a crack out of it.
Yeah, and if she doesn't do it call in and remind her.
Yeah. Or send me an email, host@dogtalkshow.com. Or go to our Facebook page. Check out the Dog Talk Show and like us on Facebook. And then
and people can leave comments and respond to topics that we've had
on the
show.
I post lots of interesting videos that I come across and links to interesting organizations and products. So check that out. It's fun. I enjoy interacting with listeners throughout the week. So now Eric is a dog lover, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
But he doesn't have a dog. He has cats.
Right. At the moment, yes.
Right. So what we're going to do is the prize at stake, Eric, is a 1/2 pound of Natural Pet Pantry raw cat food.
Exciting.
Now, your cats have never tried raw food, right?
That's true, as far as I know. Now, they lived outside on the streets before I got them for a while, so maybe they had some raw
mouse
food. Yeah, here and there.
Which would explain why they enjoyed the 100% mouse treats that you won them
a
while
back.
They sure
love those,
so well, yeah. This is what cats are designed to eat, as well as dogs, but cats even more than dogs, because cats are carnivores. Flat out carnivores. Dogs, omnivores with a carnivorous background.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily meat, but there's kind of scavengers. Cats want fresh meat. So this cats on raw food are just, it's amazing to see the transformation happen. Problem with cats, though, is that they tend to be much more finicky than dogs.
True enough.
So what's a good idea to do, and this is a good idea in general, is to just give them a little bit at first and to mix it in with some wet food that they like.
Okay.
And just, so that they get used to the taste and just go real slow and then slowly increase the ratio of the raw food to the wet food.
Now, what kind of raw food is it? I mean, presumably it's all meat, but...
Chicken.
Chicken, okay. Mm-hmm. Great, they love chicken.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, it works out.
And I give them tuna a lot and mackerel a lot, fish a lot. They love that.
Yep.
So I think that'll blend together well.
Yeah. Well, delicious.
Yes.
Okay. So I've got some questions for you, Eric. And I figure, I think you're going to get these.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
But it was interesting. I actually found some cat trivia and then some that have to do with dogs as well. And I'll probably throw in some past Dog Talk Show trivia questions as well and see how much you've retained just from being here. Okay. True or false? Eric, a cat's tongue has tiny barbs on it.
Tiny barbs on it. I'm going to go with true on that one.
Yes. Yeah, I was just going to say, get your sound effects ready. Yes, they do. And you can feel that like when they lick you, it kind of
they kind of have a sandpaper
it's like rough,
tongue.
Right.
Yeah.
And that helps them clean their fur.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a cat expert, but I do know that. How fast can a domestic cat sprint? And you have three options here. Is it 10 miles per hour, 30 miles per hour, or 50 miles per hour?
I'm going to go with 30 miles an hour.
Correct.
I was going to say if they're doing 50 miles an hour, they'd be in cheetah territory there, I think. And definitely faster than 10 miles an hour.
True or false, cat urine glows under a black light.
Someone's got too much time on their hands. I think that's true.
It is true. It can be a scary scene.
Right.
When you light up that black light and see how much is glowing. That's happened to me before.
Oh, when you're checking out your Panther poster or whatever you had hanging in your college dorm.
No.
Turn on the black light and uh-oh.
No, I moved into
I'm becoming a dog person now is what you said.
Yeah, moved into an apartment years ago and it had an odor to it and I suspected.
So you brought out the black light?
So I rented a black light actually from All the Best Pet Care and went around and tried to see if there was indeed cat spray and it was...
And the whole house glowed in the dark.
Staggering, yeah. It was not good news.
Scary.
Yeah. Okay. Who has better hearing, cats or dogs?
Wow, that's a tough one because dogs are known for having great hearing. But boy, I tell you, no matter where they are in the house, if I open a can of anything, those cats are immediately down in front of me. So I'm going to go cats.
It is cats. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing pretty
well. You get them all right.
On the Dog Talk Show trivia special cat edition.
So you get to take that home. Not like I wouldn't give it to you, but.
Well, I appreciate that. And the Fergal and Marshmallow appreciate it.
Now,
well,
here's a couple real quick dog trivia questions. And if you're listening, see if you know the answer yourself. And get ready for some Dog Talk Show trivia coming in June, where you will have an opportunity to call in and win a fabulous prize for just answering a question correctly.
All right.
So, Eric, here's some common ones that I've asked before. True or false, Boston Terriers are classified as terriers?
I believe that is false.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right.
They're not actually terriers.
No, they're not in the terrier group, but they're called Boston Terriers. They did originate from Boston. Eric, there's a group called the Hound Group. Hounds.
Mm-hmm.
And hounds are classified into two subcategories. Do you know what those two subcategories are?
Yes. Yes, I do. But that doesn't mean I'll be able to say it now. Mm-hmm. But I believe they're smell hounds. Or scent hounds?
Yes.
Scent hounds. What's the other one? I'm blanking on the other one. Can I get partial credit? Side hounds.
Yes. A little bit of a hint. I had to give him a hint on that one.
Yes.
Yes, scent hounds and sight hounds. Scent hounds, primarily driven by their amazing sense of smell, and sight hounds actually go by sight, like greyhounds, whippets, those guys that would like hunt a rabbit. Mm-hmm. How they're going to track that is by the fast moving small animal, and so they can really track closely and see very well fast small moving objects, and they can catch them. Scent hounds and sight hounds. Well done.
All right.
Well, the other reason why today is special, other than that Eric got to play Dog Talk Show trivia, is that
which is always great for me.
Which is the number one reason. Number two, it's a great day to take your dog for a walk. Number three,
it's just adding up to a fabulous May Day.
It really is. Number three, it is Oprah's last day on television.
That's
of the
true.
Oprah show. And Oprah was a big dog lover.
Mm.
So I am going to talk. I'm going to give a little shout out to Oprah today, and I'm just going to.
In case she's listening.
Well, she probably is.
I'm sure she'll catch the podcast.
At least. She might call in.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah,
right.
Stay tuned for the next segment.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that her last show ever is starting in a little over an hour. She still might be listening to the Dog Talk Show today.
It's entirely possible.
This one's for you, Oprah.
You get some raw food, and you get some raw food, and you get some raw food. Look
under your chair. Yeah. Well, I'm going to give a little shout out to Oprah when we come back, and then I have a couple other things I just want to kind of vent about. So not pertaining to Oprah, of course. So we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health?
Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Hi, I'm Lauren Archer. I'm a hypnotherapist that helps people change their energy by changing their mind.
And I'm Lorelei Spiegelman, and I am an energy healer who helps people change their mind by changing their energy.
Together, we're the Soul Sirens of Seattle, and we invite you to join us on our show, Inner Spirit Medicine, Mondays at 3, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
To find out more about us, join us at our website at soulsirens.tv.
Hey, my name is Craig Goble.
And I'm Dory Z.
And I'm Rob Gray.
And together, we're the best thing you can do on a Thursday afternoon from 4 to 6. We're talking about leading-edge real estate topics.
Learn the ins, outs, and secrets of the real estate industry.
And why things work and why things don't every week on Real Estate Radio.
We'll tell it to you as it is, straight, honest, and from the cuff.
And where else can you listen to three real estate professionals who are doing this every day? We're in the trenches putting transactions together and solving problems.
Real Estate Radio.
Tune in every Thursday afternoon, 4 to 6.
For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Their new Edmunds store, next to the PCC Natural Market, opens in late February. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And it's our last segment today on Wednesday the 25th, which is Oprah's last day. You know, I'm not a huge... how can you not appreciate Oprah? I mean, at least have an appreciation for Oprah.
All right.
You know, I mean, she's Oprah. You know, she's got some influence.
She is a force to be reckoned
she
with.
She is a force to be reckoned with, for sure. And, you know, I'm not a religious Oprah watcher, but I appreciate Oprah. And Oprah is a dog lover. So, and she has done, you know, she's put some effort into helping dogs. There was a story, I was kind of looking up Oprah. I found a video that I posted on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page. So you can check that out. It was when Oprah, I think it was from 08, when one of Oprah's Cocker Spaniels passed away, and they showed this video for Oprah and her dogs. And but then Oprah had on this guy who, I guess this organization raised funds to sponsor a billboard right outside of Oprah's studios in Chicago. And it was about, it said something like, "Oprah, please do a show about puppy mills. The dogs need you." Mm-hmm. And it worked. I was like, man, I wish I had had that idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
While the show was still going on, because now it's not. But hey, put up a billboard right in front. Oprah's going to see it. And it worked. And so she had the guy on and did a show about, you know, raising awareness for puppy mills. And I just wanted to speak to that because it's something that, despite Oprah's efforts and my own, despite Oprah's and my joint efforts in educating about puppy mills. You know, it's the pet store industry, unfortunately, is still thriving, and the puppy mill industry is still in existence. And it's just insane that we have large, you know, they can look a number of different ways, but there's, you know, like these basically large factory farm puppy mills raising puppies by the thousands or breeding puppies by the thousands. The dogs are kept in horrible conditions. The puppies are transported in horrible conditions and they're sold at pet stores. And these dogs so often, not only are the conditions terrible, but they so often have serious health problems and behavioral problems as a result. And so people go in and they see these cute puppies playing in the sawdust at the puppy store, and they want to save the puppy. They want to take the puppy home. They want to rescue the puppy and bring them home. And the problem with that is that they're supporting the industry and basically keeping that puppy's parents in a life of misery by supporting that. So it's one of those things that the consumers are going to have to demand that they're, that these stop. The demand has to stop for this way of getting dogs. It's the only way is if they stop making money, because it is such a long-standing industry. And puppy mills, you know, it's interesting. Dogs and puppy mills are regulated by the Department of Agriculture. So puppies in a puppy mill and dogs in a puppy mill have the rights of livestock, like the same rights as a chicken. But then once they're a pet, they have different rights, but it's the same animal. You know, and how chickens are treated is terrible as well. I mean, the whole industry is just out of whack, and then that's connected with the pet food industry, which is my next point. But, you know, it starts with education. I did a really great interview a while back with this woman named Kim Sill from California, and she's the founder of this organization called D-Cups Saving Teacups. It's a funny name, but she is getting it done down in California, and her perspective is really remarkable, and it's a great model for people elsewhere in the country. But she's actually getting in and talking with the owners of pet stores and bringing them, in some cases, if they're willing to go, bringing them to shelters to see the reality of the industry, and that so many dogs get euthanized every day just because they don't have anywhere to go. And yet they're supporting this industry. So she's actually transformed some pet store owners and gotten them to now work with local shelters rather than supplied from puppy mills. I mean, that's like amazing. D-Cups Saving Teacups is the organization. And she was just wonderful. I was really blown away by her work and her angle and her success and her drive. And, you know, how she's kind of, rather than fighting and picketing the store, she realized that she needed to get in and work with the owners and educate. There is a video that I also posted on the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page, which is probably one of the most beautiful videos that I've seen. And ironically, it's from Pedigree, which is a food company. It's a gorgeous video, and it's a slow motion video. It's very simple. It's just slow motion video of dogs catching a treat in the air. Like really slow motion, and they're just beautiful dogs. It's really a very simple and powerful video. But it's put on by a company and that uses very low quality ingredients. And it just is such a contradiction and such a lie. And it really is offensive to me that on the one hand, they represent and show and get us to connect with dogs in this way and see them moving. I mean, you've got to see the video. You can go to my Facebook fan page, the Dog Talk Show Facebook fan page is posted on there. Just scroll down a little bit. It's an amazing video. I mean, but they're not representing the company. The company, if this video is to get people who love dogs to connect with that love, and then it's from a company that actually makes food that is not good for dogs and uses low quality ingredients, byproducts, meat and bone meal, which doesn't specify what kind of meat for a reason, because it's a number of different kinds of meats. And in worst case scenarios can actually be a percentage of like roadkill and euthanized pets. And so I'm on their website right now. I'm not making this up. Ground whole corn, meat and bone meal, corn gluten meal, animal fat, that's a preservative, ground whole wheat, chicken byproduct meal. It's insulting to me. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't know still the truth about pet food. So anyway, watch the video, and but don't fall for it, because the company, the truth about the company is that they are not out to help dogs. They're out to make money. So, congratulations, Oprah, and we'll be back next Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. live. You can also listen to any of our past shows on the website, www.dogtalkshow.com, and you can also download us for free on iTunes. Just search for The Dog Talk Show, and again, check out our Facebook fan page. Search for The Dog Talk Show, and we'll be here next week. Eric, congratulations. Let me know how your cats like that raw food.
I'm sure they'll love it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.